请大家翻开圣经《使徒行传》。
Turn to the Book of Acts.
使徒行传第三章。
Book of Acts, chapter 3.
《使徒行传》第三章十四节
，Acts chapter 3 verse 14。
第三章十四节
，Chapter 3 verse 14。
你们弃绝那圣洁公义者，反求着释放一个凶手给你们。十五节
，Fifteen。
你们杀了那生命的主，神却叫他从死里复活。我们都是为这个事情做见证。Yeah. 感谢神，我们今天早上的题目就来谈为生命的主做见证。
And our topic for this morning is to be a witness to the Lord of life.
当然生命的主我们就可以想象得到一切的生命都是由他来的。
And the Lord of life, we can imagine that all life comes from him.
那我们为这个主为这个生命的源头做见证是一件非常荣幸的事情。
And to be a witness for this Lord, the source of life, this is a very glorious thing.
所以我们应该很高兴地来为他做见证。
And so we should happily witness for him.
那为什么他是我们生命的主？
And why is he the Lord of our life?
那再看使徒行传十七章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts, chapter 17.
一样的使徒行传十七章。二十四节
，Acts chapter 17 verse
24。二十四节
，verse 24。
创造宇宙和其中万物的神，既是天地的主，就不住人所造的殿。二十五节
，25。
也不用人所服侍，好像缺少什么，自己倒将生命气息万物赐给人。二十六节
，26，
他从一本造出万族的人住在全地上，并且就预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界。二十七节
，27，
要叫他们寻求神，或者可以揣摩而得。其实他离我们个人不远。二十八节
，28，
我们生活、动作、存留都在乎他，就如你们做事的人，有人说我们也是他所生的。请你点。
Verse 24, the God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth and does not live in the temple built by hands. 25, and he is not served by human hands as if he needed anything, because he himself gives all men life and breath and everything else. Verse 26, and from one man he made every nation of men that they should inhabit the whole earth. And he determined the time set for them and the exact places where they should live. 27, God did this so that men would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from each of us. 28, for in him we live and move and have our being. As some of your poets have said, we are his offspring.
好，那这里记载我们的生命都是从那个创造主而来的。
And here it records that our life comes from this Lord who is the creator.
那不但是我们的生命从他而来，甚至于我们的生活、动作、存留、生活上的每个细节，都是在乎他。
And not only our life, but every detail of our life comes from Him.
所以，我们每天的生活都是跟这位造物主息息相关的。
And so our everyday life has to do with our Lord.
因此，我们要存一个感恩的心。
And so we need to have a heart of thanksgiving.
他也赏赐给我们万物，让我们能够享受。
And he has given us all things for us to enjoy.
让我们的饮食得到饱足。
And that we may have food and drink.
让我们满心喜乐。
And that we may be full of joy.
因此我们要多多的谈这位生命的主。
And so we need to talk more about this Lord of life.
那这位生命的主说的也是很奇妙的。
And this Lord of life is also very miraculous.
因为他既然能够创造生命。
And he is able to create life.
那他应该不会死。
And he shouldn't be able to die.
那他应该是永远活着的。
He should live eternally.
因为他能够创造生命。
Because he can create life.
这个神是非常奇妙伟大的神。
And this is a great and miraculous Lord.
但是圣经说，他也曾经死过。
And the Bible says that he has once died.
我们请看启示录。
Let's turn to the book of Revelations.
启示录第一章十八节。
Revelation chapter 1 verse 18。
启示录第一章十八节。
Revelation chapter 1 verse 18。
又是那存活的，我曾死过，曾经死过，现在又活了，直活到永永远远，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。那这个记载，那位主啊，就是启示约翰来写启示录的这个主，他是怎么样的一位主呢？
And here this Lord who has revealed to John's revelation, what kind of Lord is he?
啊，他是存活的，就是我们刚刚所介绍的生命的主的那一位。
And he is a living one, the Lord of life.
但是他自己说啊，我曾经死过。
But he has said himself, I once was dead.
那当然，我们理解四福音书的人都知道，他曾经被钉在十字架上。
And those of us who read the gospel was know that he was once nailed on the cross.
而且被埋葬。
And he was buried.
那他说现在就活了，就是他埋葬三天三夜以后，他就从死里复活。
He is alive now, and because after he was buried after three days, he resurrected.
而且要直活到永远远远。
And he will be alive forever and ever.
啊，所以我们看这位曾经从死里复活的主。
And so this Lord who has once resurrected from death.
他就是我们生命的主。
He is the Lord of all life.
我们要为这位曾经从死里复活的主来做见证。
And so we need to witness for this Lord who has resurrected from death.
所以圣经说啊，耶稣基督啊，就是我们的生命。
And so the Bible says that Lord Jesus is our life.
所以我们看启示录的第一章十八节，这里头好像是记载的非常的简单。
And in Revelation chapter 1 verse 18, this may be a simple recording.
因为他说活着，他就死了，他就活。
And he said he was living, then he was dead, and he is alive again.
好像只有几个字就要交代过去的。
It seems like with a few words he described these things.
其实这里头隐含着有无穷的故事，有无穷的生命。
But within it is many stories infinite life.
所以我们今天能够存活，都是从他而来的。
And so we can live today is because of him.
我们有个属灵的生命，有个健康心灵的生命，也是从他而来的。
And we have a spiritual life, and we have a healthy life. This is all from him.
所以使徒们就是在为这个死而复活的主来做见证。
And so the apostles testify for this Lord who has died and resurrected.
死了，当然就是代表一切的结束。
And to die means the end of all things.
啊，所以我们有些人呢碰到困难的时候
，And so some people when they encounter difficulties,
那表面上好像是没有出路的、没有解决的办法了
，And they may not see a solution.
我们就喊着说：“哎呀，糟糕了，死了，死了。
”And we may cry out, "I am dead, I am dead."
所以当我们说死了，死了，就好像是世界的末日一样。
And when we say I am dead, it seems like the end of the world.
就是说这个事情啊没有转回的余地。
And then, and it's to say that there is no turning around.
所以耶稣基督为什么需要复活
？And so why is it that the Lord Jesus needs to resurrect?
其实也是为着我们这些平常在喊着说，哎呀，死了，死了，糟糕了，好像没有路可走了。
And this is all for us who says I am dead, I am dead, and have nowhere to turn.
所以就是为着我们。
And this is for us.
我们看在旧时代。有一个党派啊，叫做可拉党。
And there was there's a group in the past called the Korah.
其实，在以色列人的会众当中啊，没有党派之分呢。
And within the Israelites, there's no groups.
可是这个党就是以可拉为代表的人物。
And this group was represented by Korah.
因为他是反对摩西所做的。
And because he opposed what Moses had done.
他反对摩西啊，有一个啊，还有亚伦啊，有一个那祭司大祭司的头衔。
And they are opposed to Aaron having the title of the high priest.
他认为人人都平等，人人都可以当大祭司啊，为什么只有你啊才能够当大祭司
？And they felt that everyone is equal. Why is it that only you can be the high priest?
那所以他们很不服气啊。
And so they were not willing to accept this.
他说他就联络了一些人来作为他的随从。
And so they went and gathered people to follow him.
那大家一起在反对摩西跟亚伦。
And they came together to oppose Moses and Aaron.
结果神就很生气啊。
And the Lord was angry.
啊，就无力的灭绝当时一些人。
And he destroyed some of the people at the time.
神也告诉摩西亚伦说，你们把各族的族长的杖啊，木杖取一根来。
And the Lord asked Aaron and Moses to gather the staff of the elders of the tribe.
那当然我们都知道木杖啊，杖都是枯树来制作的。
And we know that the staff are made from weathered wood.
因为他们已经没有生命的。
Because it no longer have life.
好，那神就告诉他们说，把十二根杖来。
And so the Lord asked him to gather 12 staffs.
啊，放在会幕的前面。
And to place it before the tabernacle.
啊，结果经过一个晚上以后。
And after one night.
所以亚伦的那一根木杖，啊，发了芽。
And we see that Aaron's staff sprouted.
要开的花苞，要结的杏树的果子。
And it started to bear fruit.
它本来是不可能的。
And this was impossible.
神却能够让一根枯树啊，让它长出树叶，而且能够结出果子。
The God was able to let a weathered piece of wood sprout leaves and bear fruit.
啊，并且这一切事都在一夜之间就完成了。
And these things happen overnight.
啊，不需要经过好像我们撒种子啊，要发芽长树叶，有些说一年都还没有办法结出果子。
And sometimes it's not like us planting a seed. Sometimes after a year, it cannot even bear fruit yet.
但是这一根枯萎的木杖竟然能够一夜之间就结出了杏树的果子。
But this weathered wood was able to bear fruit after one night.
这个叫神的作为啊。
And this is the work of God.
这个叫证明神的能力。
And this proves the ability of God.
因为神在告诉我们不可能的事情，对人来说是不可能的。
And because God is telling us those are impossible to man.
但是对于神来说，却是什么事情都是可能。
But to God, everything is possible.
那枯树能够再使它结出果子。
And he could allow the weathered wood to bear fruit.
然后我们再看以西结书三十七章里头的记载。
And let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 37.
那些枯干的骨头。
And these dry bones.
啊，就表示说已经被杀了很久了，已经尸体都干掉了，肉也腐烂的，只剩到骨头。
And these are the bodies that have been killed for a long time. And the body has already corrupted, and only bones were left.
那为什么圣经要说那枯干的骸骨呢
？And why is it that the Bible mentioned this valley of dry bones？
就是告诉我们这些骨头根本就不可能再复活了。
And it is telling us that these dry bones, it's impossible for them to resurrect.
因为全世界没有这种的记录。
Because there's no record of such thing in the world.
没有这种的记载呀、啊，能够说从这个骨头。枯干的骨头啊，再复活变成一个好好的人。
And there's no record of dry bone resurrecting into a man with flesh.
大家经过神的灵的运作
through the Spirit of God.
那这些枯干的骨头竟然能够站起来，成为极大的军队。
And these dry bones were able to stand up and become a great army.
那本来是已经死去的。
These were people who are dead.
本来是没有生命现象的。
And these have no sign of life.
那就像石头一样没有生命现象。
They're like a rock with no sign of life.
但是现在竟然能够站起来成为极大的军队。
But now they're able to stand up and become a great army.
就这些呢，生命改变了。
And so their life was changed.
啊，生命更新的。
And their life was renewed.
所以就是力量站起来，能够成为很大的军队，为主为神做一个美好的见证。
And they're able to have the strength to stand up and to bear witness for the Lord.
所以为什么耶稣基督要从死里复活
？So why is it that the Lord Jesus needs to resurrect from death？
因为这个复活的道理啊是很重要的。
And the teaching of resurrection is very important.
因为他就是第一个要证明神的大能。
Because first he needs to approve the greatness of God.
所以当时亚伯拉罕所信的是怎么样的一位神呢
？And so who is this God that Abraham believed?
为什么在罗马书要特别记载、特别提出来
？And was it that needs to especially mention this in the book of Romans?
那罗马书的作者说啊，亚伯拉罕所信的神就是那一位能够从无变的有啊，使死人复活的神。
And the author of Romans says that. The God of Abraham is one who can turn something from nothing and allow life to resurrect.
那就是告诉我们啊，在人看起来是不可能的任务。
And that is to tell us those that seem impossible to man.
可是对于神来说，是凡事都是可能的。
But to God, everything is possible.
因为出于神的大能。
because of his greatness.
说神的大能大力使耶稣基督从死里复活。
And because of his greatness, he's able to resurrect the Lord Jesus from the dead.
所以这个事情要变成我们信仰的核心。
So this needs to be the core of our faith.
我们信仰就是信这位神。
Our faith is to believe in this God.
我就相信本来在我们看起来是不可能的。
And to believe that those are impossible to us.
那他既然能够叫死人从死里复活。
And if he's able to raise the dead.
那何况是我们的问题啊，比那个死人的事情啊，是非常渺小的。
Then our problem compared to this is very, very small and minute.
啊，有人碰到一些挫折就非常的伤心呢。
And some people, when they encounter some difficulties, they will be very sad.
啊，非常的气馁。
And they may be discouraged.
啊，饭也吃不下的。
And they're not able to eat.
哎，不能够睡觉了。
And they're unable to sleep.
那我们就要想想。
Do we need to think?
亚伯拉罕所信的神。
This God that Abraham believed in.
啊，就是叫死人从死里复活的神。
And this is the God who raised the dead.
那当我们的事情，他更能够帮助我们解决。
And so for our problems, he is able to help us.
因为这个是要显明神的大能大力。
Because this is to manifest the greatness of God.
啊，就是因为这样子，就要变成我们信仰的中心呢。
And this will be the core of our faith.
所以彼得也告诉我们。
And so Peter also tells us.
好，请看彼得前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章第三节。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 13.
彼得前书第一章第三节。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生的我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。所以耶稣基督为什么要从死里复活？
And why is it that the Lord Jesus needs to resurrect from the dead?
那这里就告诉我们，就是要叫我们有个活泼的盼望。
This is to give us a living hope.
当然，我们日常生活会碰到很多的难题。
In our everyday life, we encounter many difficulties.
啊，有的时候我们生命也可能在垂危当中呢。
And sometimes our life may be hanging in the balance.
但是不管怎么样的一个情况，
But regardless of the situation.
耶稣基督既然能够从死里复活，
And since the Lord Jesus is able to resurrect from the dead,
他也重生了我们，叫我们有个新的生命。
And he has given us a new birth that we may have a new life.
所以叫我们有个活泼的盼望。
That we may have a living hope.
以前有盼望，现在也有盼望，未来也有盼望。
And we have hope before, we have hope now, and we have hope in the future.
那什么叫做活泼的盼望？
And what is a living hope?
请看。哥林多后书第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多后书第一章第八节。
2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 8.
哥林多后书第一章第八节。
Chapter 1 verse 8.
弟兄们，我们不要你们不晓得，我们从前在亚细亚遭遇苦难，被压太重，力不能胜，甚至连活命的指望都绝的。第九节
，verse 9，
自己心也断定是必死的，叫我们不靠自己，只靠那叫死人复活的神。第十节
，verse 10，
他曾救我们脱离那极大的死亡，现在仍要救我们，并且我们指望他将来还要救我们。十一节
，verse 11，
你们与其他帮助我们，好叫许多人为我们感谢，就是因为我们，就为我们因许多人所得的恩。所以这里提到我们的盼望。
And here it talks about our hope.
那保罗他自己做见证呢。
And Paul himself testifies.
他在传福音的时候曾经碰到海难。
And that in his ministry he has encountered difficulties.
那个海难是非常可怕的一个海难呢。
And he encountered difficulties on the sea, and this was very terrifying.
本来是已经没有生命的指望了。
And they may have.They may not have hope for life.
连保罗他自己都认为是必死的这一次的。
And even Paul himself felt that he would die.
但是主耶稣给他有一个活泼的盼望。
But the Lord Jesus gave him a living hope.
所以当时他所相信的，心里所想的，就是那一位叫死人复活的神。
And so who he thought about at the time was the Lord who has resurrected the dead.
因为当时在海中飘荡。
And at that time he was wandering on the sea.
那船已经破了。
And the ship is already broken.
整个船的人都 都想说已经是死定的。
And people on the boat felt that they were surely die.
但是保罗他不一样。
But Paul was different.
因为他相信还有一位叫死人复活的神在他身旁啊。
Because he believed that there was a God who raised the dead.
啊，所以他相信。
And so he believed.
那位神呢，以前呢曾经救他脱离死亡。
And this God has delivered him from deadly perils before.
啊，现在呢还要救他。
And now he will deliver him again.
所以现在是还要指望的。
And so he has a hope.
啊，不但是现在，以后还要继续再救啊。
And not only now, but he will save him again in the future.
啊，所以过去、现在、未来，就包括整个时空。
And so, from the past to the present to the future, this includes all times.
啊，这个叫做活泼的盼望。
And this is the living hope.
所以以前我们或许有些神迹，发生。
And in the past, we may have a experienced some miracles.
啊，我们经常做见证。
And we often give testimonies.
啊，说感谢主啊，几年以前啊，发生什么危险啊，主是帮助我。
And we testify that a few years ago I encountered some difficulties and the Lord helped me.
啊，救我脱离危险。
And He has helped me, delivered me from the difficulties.
啊，帮助我走出困境。
And He has helped me out of my troubles.
好，那现在碰到困难呢？
And now you encounter difficulties.
啊，有些人就把以前的哈、以前神给他的恩典，神为他开路的这个经验都忘记了。
And some people may forget the blessing and the grace of the Lord from the past.
主要当我们现在处在困境当中，
and so if we're in difficulties now,
我们还要相信现在还要救我们。
And we need to believe that He will deliver us now.
啊，甚至于将来万一再碰到什么困难呢？
And in the future when we encounter difficulties,
还是相信还要救我们的。
We need to continue to believe that He will continue to help us.
因为我们相信我们所敬拜的神就是叫死人复活的神。
Because we believe that this God we worship is one who raised the dead.
啊，让我们有个活泼的盼望。
And He has given us a living hope.
啊，就是不救我们。
And even if He does not save us.
我们也相信我们离开世间以后。
And we will believe that after we leave this world.
他能够救我们啊，到他的国度里头啊。
And He will deliver us to His kingdom.
享受安息，享受永远的快乐。
And that we may enjoy eternal rest and eternal joy.
啊，所以我们的盼望不只在今生才有盼望。
And so our hope is not only in this world.
啊，在来生也有盼望。
In our future life, we will also have hope.
So, 为什么圣经说我们要靠主喜乐？
And so, why does the Bible tell us we need to be joyful through the Lord?
因为人生啊是很现实的。
And because life is very realistic.
啊，所以说啊，不如意的事情啊，十之有八九。
And because nine out of ten times we encounter difficulties.
每天让我们高兴的事情呢很少。
And there are only very few things that will make us happy.
啊，很多事情是让我们不开心的。
Many things will cause unhappiness.
那我们怎么办呢？
So what do we do?
啊，没关系。
This is okay.
我们就靠着这位叫死人复活的神。
We need to rely on this Lord who raised the dead.
今天要救。
And He will save us today.
明天也要救。
And He will save us.
后天也要救。
And the day after.
一直救到我们进入天国为止。
And He will save us until we enter the heavenly kingdom.
所以因为主耶稣基督从死里复活，叫我们有个活泼的盼望。
And because the Lord Jesus resurrected from the dead, He has given us a living hope.
而且借着他的复活，
And through His resurrection,
啊，让我们的洗礼呢有功效。
We may have an efficacy in our baptism.
假如耶稣基督不从死里复活，
If the Lord Jesus did not resurrect from the dead,
我们洗礼就是到了海边、河边、湖边。
And our baptism, even if we go to the sea or the rivers,
我们面向下，
and we face down,
我们奉耶稣的名来施洗，
and we baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus.
但是耶稣基督假若不从死里复活，
if the Lord Jesus did not resurrect from the dead,
这个洗礼仍然是没有功效的，
then this baptism has no effect.
啊，请翻开彼得前书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 3.
彼得前书第三章的二十六节啊，二十节。
In First Peter chapter 3 verse 20.
第三章二十节。
Chapter 3 verse 20.
彼得前书三章二十节。
First Peter chapter 3 verse 20.
就是那从前在挪亚预备方舟，神容忍等待的时候，不信从的人，当时进入方舟，借着水得救的不多，只有八个人啊。二十一节。
21.
这水所表明的洗礼啊，现在借着耶稣基督复活也拯救你们。这洗礼本不在乎除掉肉体的污秽，只求在神面前有无愧的良心。我们看挪亚的故事。
And we see the story of Noah.
当时啊是借着水啊得救。
And at that time, he was saved by the water.
啊，不是借着方舟，是借着水，很奇妙啊。圣经说是借着水。
And the Bible says not by the ark, but by the water he was saved.
所以这个是有一个预表性的。
And so this has a prefiguration.
那既然借着水的，那这个水所代表的意义又是什么？
And so if he was saved through water, then what's the meaning of this water?
所以二十一节就说这水所表明的洗礼。
And in verse 21, it says this water symbolizes baptism.
啊，就是告诉我们有个洗礼的事情啊。
And that is, it tells us there is something called baptism.
啊，现在借着耶稣基督复活拯救我们。
And it saves you by the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以洗礼是跟复活啊相关联的。
And so baptism has direct relationship with the resurrection.
啊，假如没有耶稣基督复活洗礼啊，当然就没有功效的。
And without the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, then baptism has no effect.
所以借着耶稣基督复活来拯救我们。
And so through the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, we are saved.
啊，让我们有一个无愧的良心。
And that we may have a clear conscience.
啊，让我们能够达到完全的地步。
And that we may achieve the level of perfection.
所以复活也是为了要叫我们能够称义。
And so resurrection is for us to be justified.
马太福音的第五章四十八节啊说。
And in Matthew chapter 5, verse 48 tells us,
你们要完全像天父完全一样。
You need to be perfect like the Heavenly Father is perfect.
当然大家读到这句话就非常的害怕，因为我们不可能完全像天父一样。
And people read this and they're fearful because we're not able to be perfect like the Heavenly Father.
那我们怎么能够达到这个标准呢？
And how can we achieve the standard?
所以有位牧师啊，他在正讲道的时候，
And there was a priest when he was giving a sermon.
啊，这个是啊，电视的布道家。
And this is a television evangelist.
啊，他就说，这句话是勉励勉励的，因为我们不可能达到完全的地步。
And he says that these are just words of encouragement because we cannot achieve the level of perfection.
那可能我们在座也认为啊，这句话只是鼓励我们要达到完全，因为我们不可能像天父完全一样。
And we may think that this is just encouraging us to be perfect.But we cannot be perfect like the Father.
那既然圣言说我们要完全像天父一样，
But if the Bible tells us we need to be perfect like the Heavenly Father,
圣经的话不会落空，
then the words of the Bible will not fall short.
圣经从来不说废话，
and the
无用的话，
and the Bible will not say useless words.
圣经的话是有力量的，
and the words of the Bible have power.
是很严肃的，
and it is very, very solemn.
所以他既然讲出来的话是有他的道理啊。
And so if he has recorded these words, then it has its meanings.
好，那我们怎么能够达到完全呢？
And so how can we achieve perfection?
也是靠耶稣基督的复活。
It is through the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
耶稣基督不复活的话，
if the Lord Jesus does not resurrect,
我们就不能够完全了。
Then we cannot be perfect.
好，请看罗马书第四章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 4.
罗马书第四章。
Romans chapter 4.
25节
verse 25.
罗马书第四章二十五节
Romans chapter 4 verse 25.
二十五节
25.
第四章二十五节
Chapter 4 verse 25.
耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯，复活是为叫我们称义。那称义，那义的话就是义人，那神就很高兴啊。
And to be justified means that we'll be called righteous and we'll find favor in the Lord.
啊，像耶稣基督一样义，有义，神的义。
And like the Lord Jesus, we'll be righteous.
那义就是完全呢。
And to be righteous is to be perfect.
就是做在神眼中看的对的事情。
And it is to do the things that are right in the eyes of God.
那这里说复活是要叫我们能够称义啊。
And here it says the resurrection is so that we can be justified.
所以复活叫我们能够进到完全的地步。
And so resurrection is for us to enter into perfection.
所以不是我们的功劳，不是我们灵修特别好。
It is not through our own work or our own spiritual cultivation.
是因为靠着耶稣基督啊，从死里复活。
It is through the Lord Jesus and His resurrection.
啊，让我们能够达到完全的地步，像天父一样。
That we may be perfect like the Heavenly Father.
是因为我们信主耶稣的缘故了。
And this is why we believe in the Lord Jesus.
信他从死里复活。
We believe that he resurrected from the dead.
所以死里复活就变成基督教一个很重要的信仰。
And so resurrection becomes a very important faith.
因此我们必须要相信耶稣基督曾经从死里复活。
And so we need to believe that the Lord Jesus has once resurrected from the dead.
那当时使徒们所宣传的也是这个 信息。
And this was a message that the apostles preached at the time.
啊，当然我们今天呢、啊，在正道啊，讲很多各种不同的道理。
And and today we have sermons on the many different topics.
我们在布道会的时候也是讲很多道理呀、啊。
And in our evangelical service, we often give many teachings.
那其实当时使徒们所宣传的信息非常的简单。
But the apostles' message at the time was very simple.
他们要宣传耶稣基督从死里复活。
And they are preaching a message that the Lord Jesus resurrected from the dead.
我们请看《使徒行传》。
Let's turn to the book of Acts.
使徒行传第一章。
Book of Acts, chapter 1.
使徒行传第一章的二十二节。
Acts chapter 1, verse 22.
使徒行传第一章二十二节。
Chapter 1, verse 22.
就是从约翰时期起，直到主离开我们被接上升的日子为止，必须从那常与我们作伴的人中啊，立一位与我们同作耶稣复活的见证啊。所以当时啊，十二个使徒啊，少了一位。
And at that time, the 12 apostles was missing one.
啊，要补选一位。
And they need to elect one more person.
那补选一位的目的要做什么
？And what is the purpose of having another apostle?
啊，不是说很多事情要办不完啊，要有一位来帮忙协助办理。
And it's not that there are many things for them to do that they need one more person to help.
啊，不像我们今天总务啊，事情太多，还要选两位总务来做这个总务的事情。
It's not like our church council members that we need to have more people to help.
不是啊，他们当时选的目的就是要为耶稣从死里复活做见证。
And the purpose of this having another apostle is to be witness to the Lord's resurrection.
所以当时主耶稣啊的门徒啊，在楼房里一处同心合意的祷告。
And so the apostles at the time prayed together.
所以那些你们同心合意，同心什么呢？
And when they pray together in one accord, what are they praying for?
啊，那个祷告也是一个团契的祷告。
And this prayer was a prayer of fellowship.
那所谓团契说，大家的志向啊都一样，大家的兴趣都一样，大家的目标都是一样的。
And this the fellowship means that everyone has the same heart and the same mind.
才能够在一起啊祷告啊。
And so they are able to come together to pray.
说当时的目标是什么
？And what is the goal at the time?
他们的目标就是要为耶稣的复活做见证。
And the goal is to be a witness to his resurrection.
啊，成为他们以后啊。做事情啊，传福音的一个标准。
And that it may be the standard of what they do and what they preach.
啊，再请看第二章的三十二节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2, verse 32.
第二章三十二节。
Chapter 2, verse 32.
三十二节。
Verse 32.
这耶稣啊，神已经叫他复活了，我们多为这个事情做见证啊，你看。他们不是为其他事情做见证，是为了耶稣基督的复活做见证。
And they are not witness to anything else, but they are witness to the fact that the Lord raised them to life.
好，请看三章的十五节。
Let's turn to chapter 3, verse 15.
十五节。
Verse 15.
我们念过了哈，神却叫他从死里复活，我们都是为这个事情做见证，就是为了耶稣基督的复活做见证。
Again, they are witness to the fact that the Lord raised him from the dead.
好，请看第四章的三十三节。
Chapter 4, verse 33.
第四章三十三节。
Chapter 4, verse
33. 使徒大有能力见证主耶稣复活，众人也都蒙大恩。所以我们看当时的信息啊，非常的简单呢、啊。
And so we see the message at the time was very simple.
就是耶稣基督从死里复活。
And that is that the Lord Jesus resurrected from the dead.
因为耶稣基督，假如我们要从死里复活，我们的信就枉然。
And because if the Lord Jesus did not resurrect from the dead, then our faith is in vain.
不复活的话，以后的所有的事情都会落空了。
And without resurrection, everything will fall short in the future.
不复活，圣灵就不会降临。
And without resurrection, the Holy Spirit will not come.
那不复活的话，耶稣基督所讲的话就不是真的。
And without resurrection, then the words of the Lord Jesus are not true.
他以前在生前所讲的话就落空了。
And everything he has spoken before will have fallen short.
那他所讲的话落空了，我们还信什么
？And if his words have fallen short, then why do we believe?
这个人值得相信吗？值得信任吗
？Can this person be trusted and be believed?
当然。不能信任的。
Of course not.
但是耶稣基督从死里复活了。
But since the Lord Jesus resurrected from the dead.
就表示说耶稣基督生前所说的话都是真实的。
And that proves that all the words he spoke were true.
所以圣经说这个是可信的，可信的，变成一个可信的凭据。
And so the Bible says that this becomes a proof of our belief.
啊，请看《使徒行传》十七章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts, chapter 17.
使徒行传十七章的三十一节。
Chapter 17, verse 31.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
三十一节。
Verse
31. 因为他已经定了日子，要借着他所设立的人按公义审判天下。并且叫他从死里复活，给万人做可信的凭据。说耶稣基督没有复活的话，
and so if the Lord Jesus did not resurrect,
那信仰就会崩溃。
Then our faith will fall apart.
但是耶稣基督真的从死里复活了。
But the Lord Jesus truly resurrected from the dead.
所以他生前的时候经常告诉我们，我实实在在的告诉你们。
And so when he was living, he often says, "Truly, I tell you."
他讲的每一句话都是真实的。
That all the words he spoke were true.
他所讲的天国的事情也是真实的。
And the words that he spoke about the heaven were true.
因为他从死里复活。
Because he resurrected from the dead.
啊，就是做了一个可信的凭据。
And this has given us a proof of our belief.
所以我们想想，有的时候我们碰到困境时。
And so oftentimes when we encounter difficulties.
我们要选择放弃希望，很容易啊。
And it's very easy for us to choose to give up hope.
啊，有人考试一次没通过。
And some people, when they take a test and fail,
他就不想再继续了。
And he will not want to try again.
因为他很害怕失败。
Because he's afraid of failure.
所以选择放弃啊是很容易的事情啊。
So it's very easy for us to choose to give up hope.
但是对我们基督徒来说，
but to a Christian,
耶稣基督的复活给我们一个活泼的盼望。
The resurrection of the Lord Jesus gave us a living hope.
所以我们就跟一般人不一样啊。
And so we're different from other people.
我们假若跟一般人是放弃的话，
And if we're like the other people who give up,
那我们看到前面的路啊，非常崎岖不平啊。
And we'll see that the road in front of us will be very rough.
我们看到天色已经慢慢灰暗了。
And we'll see that the sky before us is starting to darken.
我们眼睛所看到的是困难的本身。
And we'll see difficulty before us.
这样子的话，我们心里的喜乐跟平安呢，就会慢慢的减少。
Then the peace and joy within our heart will start to decrease.
本来我们已经神给我们一个喜乐跟平安。
And the Lord has given us peace and joy.
现在因为我们放弃希望。
But because we have given up hope.
我们眼前所看到的只是困难而已啊。
And what we see before us is difficulties.
这样子我们的心里的平安喜就慢慢的减少，甚至于消失了。
And then the peace and joy in our heart will start to decrease and slowly disappear.
那相反的，忧虑跟烦躁就慢慢增加的。
And our worries and troubles will start to increase.
但是当我们选择一直的相信。
But if we choose to continue to believe,
就像保罗所说的，
just like Paul has said,
以前相信，现在相信，未来仍然相信。
We believe in the past, we believe now, we believe in the future.
这样子的话，这位复活的主就会经常在我们旁边。
Then this Lord of Resurrection will often be with us.
虽然我们的生活仍然有困境，
and our life may still have troubles.
啊，但是呢，因为他是从死里复活的，
but because he has resurrected from the dead,
所以我们相信他一定啊会帮助我们开一条出路。
And so we believe that he will find a way for us.
啊，就是没有开一条出路的话，
and even if he does not find a way,
我们的内心仍然能够享受平安。
We can still enjoy peace within our hearts.
好像当时的保罗跟希拉他们因为传福音被放在监牢里头。
Just like Paul and Silas when they were in prison because of the gospel.
他们并不是因为狱方上边的说，明天你们可以被释放，他们就感谢主啊，唱诗赞美神啊。
And they did not praise the Lord because they were told that they would be freed.
不是啊，他们还在带着锁链，带着脚铐。
But they were when they were still in chains.
但是他们心里面就有平安跟喜乐。
But they have peace and joy in their hearts.
为什么？他们相信神会救他们。
And why is this? Because they believe that the Lord will deliver them.
就是神没有救他们的话，
even if the Lord does not save them.
像但以理里的三位朋友，
just like the three friends of Daniel.
他们相信神会救他们脱离困境。
They believe that the Lord will deliver them from their difficulties.
脱离火窑的死亡。
And to deliver them from the death of the fire.
但是呢，他们说啊，就是神不救他们。
But they say that even if the Lord does not save them,
他们仍然不屈服这些敬拜偶像。
They will still not kneel to those who believe who worship idols.
拒绝敬拜偶像。
And they refuse to worship the idols.
结果神就真的帮助他们了。
And the Lord truly helped them.
因为他们有这种不妥协的信仰。
Because they had this uncompromising faith.
他们不放弃希望。
They would not give up hope.
所以我们也不要随意放弃希望。
And so we should not easily give up hope.
啊，生活当然有些时候会碰到难题。
Oftentimes in our life, we encounter difficulties.
但是我们一定要想到这位曾经从死里复活的主。
But we believe in this Lord who has resurrected from the dead.
所以我们要多多的传耶稣基督从死里复活。
So we need to continue to preach that the Lord resurrected from the dead.
所以他们都是为这个事情做见证。
And so here they are all witness to this fact.
好，那我们请再请看回来《使徒行传》第三章。
Let's turn back to Acts chapter 3.
第三章第三章的十五节
Acts chapter 3 verse 15
你们杀了那生命的主神却叫他从死里复活了我们都是为这个事情做见证所以他们都是为这个事情做见证
And so here we're all witness for this
那为这个事情做见证不只是嘴里在做见证啊
And when they're witness to this it's not that they just speak of it
他们也用生命去做见证
They also witnesses through their life
所以我们最主要的不只是口传还要用我们的生命来见证来传耶稣基督啊
And not only do we need to preach with our mouth towards the resurrection of the Lord we need to preach it with our life
所以我们下午再继续谈使徒们怎么用他们的生命来为主做见证
So in the afternoon we'll continue to talk about how the apostles use their life to witness for the Lord
来为那生命的主做见证
And to witness for this Lord of life
来为那曾经从死里复活的主做见证
And to witness for this Lord who has resurrected from the dead
他们怎么用自己的生命来为主宣传做见证
And how do they use their own life to bear witness to this
怎么用他们的生活实际的生活来为主做见证
And to use their life to witness for the Lord
他们怎么样有一个坚定不移的信念
And how do they have this a firm and unwavering faith
他们为这个信念而活也为这个信念而死
And they live for this faith and they die for the faith
所以他们的信仰是非常高超的
And so their faith is very transcendent
值得我们来学习
is worthy for us to learn from it.
他们的见证也值得我们尊重
And their witness is worthy of our respect.
为了一个信念，为一个理念，为了耶稣基督的复活而活，也为这个而死
And they live by the faith and by the belief of the resurrection of the Lord, and they die by it.
我们在唱诗492首
Let's sing hymn number 492.